Surgeon declare the consultation report on patient Phyllis Harkins. Consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is 82-year-old female with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Apparently, it was initially diagnosed in 2017. Patient underwent cardioversion that time period. Patient maintained sinus rhythm for a long period of time period. Recently, patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation and underwent external cardioversion and placed on amiodarone period. However, patient now has recurrence of atrial fibrillation, completing a shortness of breath and dizziness and decreased exercise tolerance period. A patient is referred to me for atrial fibrillation ablation period. Current medication: Benzopril, Carvedilol, Eliquis, Furosemide, and amiodarone period. Allergies: non-endocrine allergies. Social history: no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history: non-contributory. Review system: in general, denied in reason of weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA, heart examination, blood pressure 121/80, pulse is 60-70, and irregular respiration. 16, weight is 138 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular. 1/6 systole, murmur, heart, the sternum, border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, estimate, no edema. Click impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension. Recommendation: patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Patient failed medical therapy as well as cardioversion period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and substrate modification for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please indicate to Dr. Michael Kruger.